It's Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Zoom makes a platform move, and my big prediction. Microsoft making its own silicon. Verizon's 5G, turn it off. And SolarWinds Roundup. This is the Business of Tech. Too juicy not to cover. The Information's Kevin McLaughlin, who used to cover the channel for CRN, is reporting that Zoom is exploring both an email and calendar offering. The plan is to take on Microsoft and Google for larger corporate customers. Why do we care? Oh, I don't like speculation like this, but there's a reason we care. I've been talking about the value of platforms thematically and in specific editorials, and I offered that Zoom could easily be a platform. Well, clearly they see it too, because adding business services like email and calendar would be the core collaboration tools. Do they buy Dropbox? There's a prediction they'll buy them next year. Now we see the whole platform come into focus, and this is where smart providers are building their businesses, in this productivity layer, be it Microsoft, Google, Salesforce, or maybe Zoom. A story I didn't want to miss, Microsoft is working on ARM-based chips for both Azure and Surface PCs. Why do we care? I didn't want to miss this. It's early, but chips are important again, and Microsoft's consideration of ARM-based chips is a big deal, and much more for servers. Intel's business on the server side is massive, and if Microsoft moves their Azure business to their own silicon, look for big disruption. And I won't be surprised when they do. One more to follow up on a theme today, PC Magazine is reporting that Verizon's 5G network is slower than its LTE network, to the point of recommending users just disable 5G unless they are near a millimeter wave network. Why do we care? Broadband access in the US is just awful, let's acknowledge it. The companies in charge of providing it are just whiffing, from the availability of broadband to its speed and competitiveness to other countries. Providers should be up in arms, because this is holding back solutions and offerings in so many ways. With the public perception of the internet as a utility on the rise, this is ridiculous. Local coverage of the SolarWinds hack has started, as journalists indicate if the bigger story impacts their regions. Two examples. Michigan has reporting indicating that investigations show no sign of breach, while the city of Atlanta has refused to answer if it was impacted. In vendor news, Qualys is offering a free vulnerability management service following the breach for 60 days. Bloomberg is reporting two former SolarWinds employees, one anonymously and one on record, as having said they warned the company several years ago about security concerns. Meanwhile, the Government Accounting Office is indicating that of the 23 federal agencies they have audited for a new report, only a handful have implemented 7 foundational practices for managing security risks in their supply chain. For those interested in technical updates, Dark Reading has some additional details, noting that it does appear other attack vectors were used and that the SolarWinds hack may have been present for longer than initially reported. Finally on the topic, a counterpoint, which is a very good read, is in SC Magazine in a piece called The SolarWinds Hack and the Danger of Arrogance, which I will encourage listeners to read. Why do we care? Today's lesson is how to look bad during a crisis. I think denial is a really bad look. Refusing to answer is never good, and it just screams, it happened to us and we're not courageous enough to own it. I'd also question, here's a longer trial of our competitive product as positioning too just exploitative of the situation rather than helping. Other vendors have offered tools with no strings, which is a much more collaborative approach. Those CEOs who are taking pot shots are just putting a target on their back, and in the inevitable time they are hacked, they just look worse. On former employees, I'm reasonably confident I could find just a former employee at any company that will say something about their former leadership to paint them in a bad light. I question the value of pulling out information from 3 years ago to try and do a victory lap of, I told you so, particularly when you leak to the press work you did as an employee and thus is the intellectual property of that company. That just leads to more open questions about ethics and handling of confidential information, particularly when you're the security expert. Add to that the fact that all of the federal agencies were not in a good defensive posture. It's a really bad look for those exploiting this, and that kind of stink stays with you. People remember grace, too. Which leads to the SC perspective, and the power that comes from humility. This is a moment to define both yours and the industry's approach. One path seems obvious to me, and the other fraught with opportunism, which is never a long-term, sustainable answer. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PC-Matic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PC-Matic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Wanted to get all the stories I was interested in out? This is the last show in the regular format for the year. Tomorrow is a bonus question from a listener, and all next week is my 2021 prediction series, where we look ahead to what is coming. I've appreciated your time and attention, and I'll talk to you then. Have a great holiday, and we'll be back on January 4th with more Business of Tech.